We live in a world of symbols. From the moment we're born, we begin learning a complex system of words and meanings that gradually shapes our entire reality. As children, we exist in a state of pure authenticity, naturally moving toward joy and away from pain without self-doubt. But as we master language, something profound happens. We start thinking in symbols, and these symbols aren't neutral. They come loaded with judgments, beliefs, and expectations from our families and society. Think about it. Before you could talk to yourself in your head, life was remarkably simple. You experienced the world directly. Now, you experience it through a filter of words, concepts, and stories. This symbolic reality becomes so convincing that we forget it's merely an interpretation, a creative construction rather than objective truth. The Toltecs understood this distinction centuries ago. They recognized humans as natural artists who create virtual realities in our minds using language. What we call reality is largely our artistic creation. The word tree isn't actually a tree. It's a sound that represents that living organism. Every word in our mind is our interpretation of truth, not truth itself. Humans craft narratives using learned words that form our opinions and perspectives. In our minds, we build virtual realities and mistake our thoughts for truth. While our physical being is real, our knowledge-based identity exists only through agreements. Before language, we were authentic, trusting, and loving ourselves without pretense. The judgments we hold aren't truths, but learned opinions absorbed from others. Imagine a mall where everyone's life plays in different theaters. In yours, you're the star, but your mother, partner, and boss each see entirely different versions of you. Everyone lives fully invested in their personal story, revealing something profound. People's opinions of you are about the character in their movie, not the real you. Those closest to you don't truly know you, nor you them. You don't even fully know yourself. This explains human conflict. We take everything personally when others don't match our expectations, forgetting everyone sees the world through unique filters. The first agreement urges us to be impeccable with your word. Our words hold creative power that can generate either truth and love, creating personal heaven, or judgment and rejection, creating personal hell. Words magically evoke images and emotions in our minds. Using words impeccably, expressing truth and love in thoughts and actions, creates a beautiful life. Imagine speaking to yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a beloved friend, eliminating the constant internal criticism running through your mind. The second agreement offers a solution to conflict. Don't take anything personally. This grants immunity from others' opinions, gossip, and rejection, freeing you from being controlled by external perspectives. Consider a time when someone's comment hurt you. What if you truly understood their words reflected only their fears, judgments, and beliefs, not you? What if you realized nothing others say or do is actually about you? The true conflict in our minds isn't between good and evil, but between truth and lies. Truth exists independently of belief, while lies only exist if we create and believe them. Making assumptions, imagining scenarios without evidence, and taking them personally is one of our most harmful habits. Consider how assumptions spark conflicts. Your partner arrives home late, and you assume disrespect. Your friend doesn't return a call, and you assume they're upset. Your boss assigns a project elsewhere, and you assume they don't value you. The third agreement, don't make assumptions, frees us from this suffering. When we stop assuming, we gain immunity from our own destructive thinking. Instead, we should ask questions for clarity. By rejecting assumptions, we reclaim energy that can create our personal heaven. Imagine the liberation of releasing all the stories about what others think of you, and the peace of not filling information gaps with worst-case scenarios. Replacing assumptions with curiosity and direct communication transforms both our relationships and inner experience. Our belief system governs our lives tyrannically, stripping away our freedom. Though intangible, the mind controls us through our life force. By adulthood, we've invested faith in so many lies that we lack power to create the life we desire. Consider how beliefs constrain you. Believing you're not creative prevents artistic exploration. Thinking you're bad with numbers leads to avoiding financial matters. Feeling unlovable causes relationship self-sabotage. These beliefs aren't truths, they're agreements you've made, often unconsciously during childhood. Freedom begins with awareness, recognizing how you invest personal power in every belief. It's like believing in Santa Claus as children. The excitement feels real because our faith makes it so. When we learn the truth, we reclaim that invested faith. The power returns to us. By developing this awareness about all limiting beliefs, we can reclaim power from every false symbol, recognizing that we were the ones who chose to believe in the entire symbology. Awareness alone won't change your life. Practice makes the difference. Your current life results from years of repetition and practice. The fourth agreement, always do your best, enables the other agreements through action. Your best means giving 100% of whatever you're capable of in that moment, recognizing this varies with your physical and emotional state. Through repetition, the first three agreements become ingrained habits. Don't expect perfection. When you fail, simply start again. Eventually, these agreements become automatic, transforming struggle into ease. The fifth agreement teaches skepticism toward untrue messages. Don't blindly believe the stories humans create. Not mine, yours, or anyone's. Truth exists whether you believe it or not, while lies require your belief to survive. This isn't cynicism, but recognition that humans distort truth through their personal dreaming. When others share their stories, listen without judgment, understanding their words come from their reality, not yours. Your truth is only what you perceive in your own world. The invitation is simple. Join a new dream for humanity, where all religions and philosophies are respected. You needn't believe these stories, but if they resonate, help change the world. This isn't about changing Earth, but transforming the virtual world in your head. Change begins with self-love and making your personal world a dream of heaven. The five agreements, be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, always do your best, and be skeptical while listening, are your tools. When you change yourself, all secondary characters in your story naturally transform too. Your happiness becomes contagious. We can live in harmony while respecting each other's dreams. We aren't here to suffer. Our mission is to make ourselves happy. The truth is simply, I am. Like Popeye's wisdom, I am what I am. Complete acceptance brings freedom from judgment, guilt, and shame. When you leave symbols aside, bare truth remains. Your presence becomes your message, awakening love through your authentic being.